Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when your life's a runaway train? You're juggling work, family, friends, hobbies, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care. It's amazing what we can accomplish, right? But ever notice how often me time gets sacrificed on that altar of busyness? Let's be real. Prioritizing ourselves can feel selfish in a world that constantly demands our attention. But here's the thing. You can't pour from an empty cup. It's like trying to run a marathon without fueling your body. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. So today, we're talking about how to prioritize your own needs during those times when life feels like it's pulling you in 100 different directions. It's not about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything. It's about carving out space for yourself so you can recharge and show up as the best version of you. First things first, define what me time means for you. Is it a hot bath, reading a good book, hitting the gym, or just 15 minutes of quiet contemplation? Whatever it is, make it non-negotiable. Think of it like an important meeting. Schedule it in your calendar and treat it with the same respect. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. It's not about being rude. It's about setting healthy boundaries. You don't have to explain yourself or justify your choices. A simple, "Thanks for asking, but I'm already committed," can go a long way. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Now, let's talk delegation. Are there tasks you can share with others? Maybe ask your partner to handle dinner one night or delegate some work responsibilities at the office. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It takes a village, right? Speaking of villages, remember that community is crucial. Connect with friends and family who support your well-being. Sometimes just talking things through can make a world of difference. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, focus on being present in the moment, and notice the little things that bring you joy. It sounds simple, but it can make a huge difference in managing stress and staying grounded. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things and never have time for yourself? I get it. Trust me, I've been there. But remember that taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. Think about it like this. Imagine your energy as a battery. If you keep draining it without recharging, eventually, you'll run out of juice and be unable to function properly. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was working on a big project with a looming deadline. It was all-consuming, emails flying in every minute, meetings back-to-back, barely any sleep. I was pushing myself to the limit, thinking that if I just worked harder and longer, everything would be fine. But then, something happened. One morning, I woke up feeling completely drained. My head was pounding, my body ached, and I couldn't focus on anything. It hit me. I had completely neglected my own well-being. I realized that I needed to take a step back and recharge. So, I did something radical. I took a day off. No emails, no meetings, just pure downtime. I spent the day reading, listening to music, going for walks in nature, and simply relaxing. And you know what? It was incredible. I came back feeling refreshed, energized, and more focused than ever before. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Prioritizing your own needs isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you take care of yourself, you show up better for everyone else in your life. So, remember folks, carve out time for yourself. Learn to say no. Delegate tasks. Connect with your support system. And practice mindfulness. These are the tools that will help you navigate those busy times and stay grounded, balanced, and fulfilled. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small thing you can do today to prioritize your own needs? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so more people can tap out of overstimulation and live their best lives. See you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.